Sometimes it happens. Swiss children don't want to be Swiss. And for those, Swissy and the Sisters of Isis have some special treatment ready. As children's slavery contract kids for Dinkender until 1989, forced sterilization programs, eugenics, the administrative Versagte until 1996, drugs and state pedophiles to break their souls, being all part of the horror's matrix, as I've already explained to you. And here, a couple of years back, the Swiss state organized state-financed so-called time-out camps by the Swiss CASP authorities of the horror's matrix, in which Swiss kids who didn't want to become Swiss were put in cages in secluded areas in Spain, where nobody would see them. It says, the children from the torture camp. Yeah, that was in 2006, and these things are still going on, you know. They just got a bit smarter now, and, you know, it's not every day, you see. And here it says, they were put in wild boar cages. And it says some more, well, you can read it yourself. And they still go on, you know, it goes on and it goes on. They're having, and you know, the authorities, you know, the state will never persecute the state or prosecute the state. You know, and these were the cages the poor kids were being held in, you know, by... Terrible, 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 terrible. You know, they were behind the concentration camps, and you can still, these things still going on in Switzerland. The poor kids were arrested by that heroic Swiss Nazi police in collaboration with the Swiss pervert Freemason Justice and the homos of the SS Social Services. And these queers and lesbians of the social services rather consolidate their homo agenda than believing in healthy families and most of all the patriarchy at the head of a balanced family, which they literally hate as the devil hisses when seeing some holy water. Therefore, a helpful hand for Pharaoh and his Sisters of Isis in reshaping man after the image they have conceived, with the homo agenda being one of the most important tools of the Horus Matrix, in which the homos are, of course, also the victims of that greater force behind. But we shouldn't pity the homos, as they're dangerous to humanity and our children, as we can witness here in this horrible story of Swiss concentration camp practices against defenseless children, and financed and organized by the Swiss Nazi Templar authorities with the consent of the Swiss Nazi people. So this is the Google translation, of course. And this is happening all the time here. They will never change, the Swiss. Because this is their thing, the Horus Matrix. You know. How to create a Swiss, a bank manager, you know, a concentration camp, commandant, etc. And homos are excellent in abiding the Swiss laws of silence, as through their sodomite aberrations have had years of practice to keep the lid on. Like instinctively knowing it's not a good idea to reveal to everyone that some sick inhibition makes him or her dream of sodomizing his or her schoolmates by the dozen. The homo agenda also converges as a mixture between the Horus Matrix and Monsanto, all coming out of the same realm of evil, wanting to reshape a man into a cold, and a sterile and obedient product, and therefore aiming the children, because she knows that a man with 20 will be very hard to bend and reshape. So better start when he's still 3 or 4. Hey, Swissy?